me now. Walk away. And welcome to, I guess, kind of a special edition of The Game Plan. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media, Block Talk Radio, and everybody, including you guys, for allowing me to come on each and every weekend, talk some college football. Better late than never. This week is called Can't Win Them All. I don't know, various things between my day gig, my night gig, and the people I'm around every day. We've been all passing some sort of sinus infection or something back and forth. They kind of wiped me out for part of the week. So, you get the game plan today. Sports Club will probably be later on tonight. It's looking that way because I am due for a parade here in a little while. But I wanted to sit down and talk some college football with you guys for a few minutes here. Like I said, it's called Can't Win Them All. Sure, well, that's just popping up. But it's called Can't Win Them All. Sorry about that. And that's, you know, you just can't win them all. You can try. But sometimes things just don't go your way. Speaking of which, let's start with Georgia State, who took on Georgia Southern last Saturday. And things didn't go exactly well for the Panthers. It happens, you know? Dan Ellington ended up being 18 for 27 for 182 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. A little bit of a plus side there, I guess. He had an okay day. They seemed to really be able to keep the pressure on him and keep the receivers covered. Destin Coates rushed for 54 yards on 4 attempts. Trey Barnett had 53 on 15 attempts. Tucker Gregg had a couple as well, as also Kay Harvey did too. Cornelius McCoy ended up with 89 total yards on 7 catches. Devin Gentry had a couple catches. Roger Carter, Trey Barnett, a lot of small yardage stuff. Like I said, they couldn't get a whole lot accomplished. Now, the defensive side, you had Stevens McQueen, who had 6 tackles. Victor Hayward had a pretty good tackle day. He had a tackle for a loss. So did Taylor. Dante Wilson. Lots of tackles for losses, but in the end, you know, Willis, and I just want to get everybody out there. Chris Bacon, Blake Carroll. Who am I missing? Oh, Terry Thomas. Yep. The lone sack of the day went to Willis. Appreciate his effort. Dan was sacked 5 times. Georgia Southern defense, like I said, they were just able to get the pressure on when it counted. you know, because offensively, King ran for 107 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kennedy the third had a touchdown and 78 yards, and the quarterback Wirtz had 15 carries for 55 yards and a touchdown. They ran all over them. Sometimes it just happens that way, you know. But total score was 38-10. That will put the Panthers finishing at a 7-5 record, I believe. Did they have that right? Hopefully they did. Pretty sure we won 7 games. Went 5-1 at home, so. as my computer is deciding to update as we are talking. Who knows why that is happening? But what's next for Georgia State? Well, I'll tell you, there's no game today because they have played their regular season out. Yes, there is a postseason. It's good to know that equipment is now set up on the computer. But what is next for them is they will anticipate tomorrow to see which bowl it is announced that they are going to. My guess is it could be the one in Mobile. It could be the one in Montgomery. I think it's going to be one of the two. I really have no big preference. I mean, Montgomery I can't recall ever being there. I've been through Mobile. But, I think it's going to be one of those two. Because it's not going to be New Orleans. I don't think it's going to be Orlando. And, I don't know, it could be Arizona. It's possible. Like I said, I think the front runner is Montgomery, which should be nice. That's not far for the fans to go. Mobile's not that far either. Out on the Gulf Coast area. Either way, though, here it is. Going to be bowl number 3 in the history of this team. And guess what? All 3 of them have come under Sean Elliott. I think that the other coaches got them to where they were ready. Excuse me. And Coach Elliott was able to push them up a level. Come on, where is... But that being said, like I said, it could be Montgomery, it could be Mobile. It might be a non-Sunbelt Bowl if they fill those up. Who knows? But moving on, Georgia or Kennesaw had the massive, massive win. Last week, over Wofford in the first round of the playoffs, 28-21. Mr. Murphy, the third-string quarterback, was able to come in and actually take over this game, and ultimately he probably ended up being the MVP of the game. The things that he was able to do, just wow. Like I said, he helped push them ahead. He was just the spark that was needed at the time. And the defense was able to hold after giving up 21 points. And, ultimately they move on. They move on to the second round of the playoffs. Not sure why there was a pause there. Moves on to the second round of the playoffs, where this week, just in a couple hours actually, I think at 3 o'clock, yep, 3 o'clock, on ESPN3, they will take on, I think it's Weber State or Weber State. Either way, they're out in Ogden, Utah, where they will face the 9-3 Weber State. Of course, KSU is 11-2 at this point, including all the wins. Today, 3 p.m. ESPN3. Tune in. It's gonna be good. You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. In the off chance that it happens, because if he breaks a couple big runs, Bronson Rechsteiner has 870 total yards. If he gets 130 today, he hits 1,000. Now, that's out there. I know, that's out there. But it's also possible. And, you know, Kennesaw hasn't lost since Monmouth back about a month ago. It is 24 degrees out there. We will see how that goes because injuries hurt a lot more when it's cold. But sorry about that. It's still battling this cold, drying here. And we don't have a cough button. But let's get into the rest of this action from the world of college. It is championship week. I told you last night on Facebook that I was taking Utah over Oregon. And well, Oregon decided to make me a non-believer there, or decided to make me a pretty wrong. Oregon won that one 37 to 15. Congratulations to them on winning the Pac-12. Congratulations to Utah on a great season, one that will probably not include you being in the playoff. It is it's pretty much now Oklahoma's to lose, as far as I'm concerned. So, 0-1 so far on those. I'm going to go through the regular bowls, and then I'm going to go through the ones that I'm actually picking for today. One is, I mean, not bowls, but championship games. One is a, it is a championship, but it's not considered a conference championship. So, you guys will see when we get to that. But I will go ahead and put the, lost that one there. Because I know you guys will hold me to it as well, which is fun. If, of course, there was a pen that would write. Okay, there we go. Yep, pick Utah. That was a loss. Okay. Now let's get into these other games today. Let's start with the Conference USA title today at 1:30, where UAB is going to go up against FAU. FAU is favored by 8.5. They are both 9-3. That Florida Atlantic. I think you take the Lane Kiffins. Take Florida Atlantic in this one. I don't know if they're going to win by 8.5 because UAB has been playing pretty well since restarting their program. We take Lane Kiffin because as much as I like what he's doing down at Florida Atlantic, I feel like at some point we could see him back in at least the ACC, if not the SEC. And I think we need more of that in our life. We need more Lane Kiffin. Up next, the Big 12, which is Baylor at Oklahoma. Well, Baylor's looking for the revenge. And if Oklahoma wins this, I would have to say they are going to be the fourth team in. They're going to probably leapfrog Georgia. If Georgia loses that game, we will get to what I think on that one. But if they won't have any hope of getting in at the four seed, it's going to be because they win the Big 12. And I think they're going to win the Big 12. So, take Oklahoma in that one. Oklahoma's a 9-point favorite. They're probably going to win by 5 or 6. The Mac Bowl. Mid-Atlantic Conference. Miami of Ohio at Central Michigan. That is a 12 p.m. ESPN2 game. Now, just so you know, ABC 12 p.m. game for Baylor, Oklahoma. 12 p.m. ESPN2. Central Michigan is a 6.5-point favorite over Miami of Ohio. I'm going to tell you to take Miami of Ohio. I think that somehow they're going to... This, all these are going to be pretty close, I think. This is going to be a pretty close game. Miami's going to pull it out in the end. Take them there. In the AAC, you get Cincinnati at Memphis. Both of them have had pretty solid years. You're looking at 10-2 and 11-1. 17-20 ranked teams. I mean, they had good seasons. Memphis is a 10-point favorite. This is on ABC at 3:30 today. I don't know. Give me the Bearcats. Give me Cincinnati to win on the road. Mountain West. Hawaii versus Boise State. Now, we all know I like to pick Hawaii a lot. They do some really, really good things out there, and they're a really good program. I just don't think they can beat Boise State. Boise State has had a really, really good year, and I think that's just going to continue. So take Boise State in that one. The ACC. Virginia at Clemson. That is a 7:30 ABC game. Clemson is favored by 28.5. Take Clemson. Good for Virginia for making this game, but they're not beating Clemson. I don't think you can say much more about it. Now, I'm going to review the four games I picked last week, and then I will give you the four games and the remaining championship games for this week. Last week, I said take Michigan over Ohio State. God, I got to get my pride out of the way sometimes. 56-27 later, I was 0-1. Told you to take Auburn over Atlanta. A 48-45 spectacular finish. Gave me my first win of the week there. I said Minnesota would win at home versus Wisconsin. 38-17 later, I was wrong for loss number two. Win number two came, though, when I said take Oklahoma over Oklahoma State. 34-16. I went 2-2. I think overall, I'll total it up at some point, but overall, I think I was about 60-70% this year. By far the best I've done in a while. Conference title week, here are the four games I am picking this week. Let's start with the Big Ten. Ohio State at Wisconsin. This is a 8 p.m. Fox game here. Ohio State is favored by 16. I like Wisconsin, but they're not winning this game. Take the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, I don't know why this is suddenly not showing my... my other game on here. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Really not sure why it's not showing that. But I got Army at Navy. 3 p.m. CBS game. That can't be right because there's a game at 4 on CBS. When is that? When is the Army-Navy game? Or did it already happen? Well, now I gotta look. Somebody told me it was this week. Did I miss it? Maybe I missed it. Anyway, I'll move on to the other ones as we're pulling that up. The Sun Belt. University of Louisiana. The Big Dogs. At Appalachian State. The Bigger Dogs. 12 p.m. ESPN game. Yeah, ESPN. Big time thing. Well, Navy played Houston last week, so wasn't that. I'll get back to Sunbelt in a second. Anyway, let's go to it now. Louisiana at Appalachian State. I did not see Louisiana play this year. I know they ran over and trucked a lot of people. And I also know that Appalachian State did too. I watched that firsthand. Take Appalachian State. I think App State is going to win the Sun Belt. The winner of this goes to the Louisiana Bowl. That's how I know Georgia State's not going to it. Take Appalachian State. The Mountaineers are just a rough and tough group. And I think they're going to be able to take care of Louisiana. Let's take them in that. The big game. And we all know it's a big game for a lot of reasons. The SEC Championship game. Almost went to this. The UGA Bulldogs at the Louisiana Tigers. UGA, LSU. 4 p.m. CBS. This game is being played in Atlanta. Take LSU. I think UGA has had a great year. It sucks is the way I'm going to say that. It sucks that they're going to lose this game and drop out of the playoff because they really are one of the four best teams. They really are. But the LSU Tigers are going to win this game because they have railroaded everybody, and it's not a matchup nightmare or anything like that. And UGA is going to get a really good bowl, a really good BCS bowl, but it's not going to be the championship. So can we get this to pull up? It's being really weird. But, well, whether it comes up or not, I don't know why it's... doing what it's doing. It says the game was today. Well, let's just look. We have a TV in here. Let's look up this game. This is a great radio. All right, there we go. There's the Big 12. We're going to find this game before we get off here. Because the Army-Navy game is just too big of a game. And we know it's on television. And I have friends in the Army and the Navy, so. Army versus Navy, here it is from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. It is today at 3 o'clock on CBS. Just what I thought. ESPN don't want to show it on their app. It's calling you out, four letter. Army versus Navy. I tell you, I saw the Army play up close. They played against Georgia State. They are one of the most respectful group of young men I've ever seen. They play hard. They play physical. They play up front. And Navy's had a pretty good year, too. I think Navy's had a slightly better year. I'm going to have to side with them. I'm going to go with Navy to pull off the win versus Army. See, it makes me wonder. Let's check that one more time. Because they may play tomorrow. Army-Navy is next week. Okay. So, I'll pick that one next week. The star besides that one. And my other pick for this week, then, will be the AAC. Cincinnati at Memphis. Take Cincinnati. So, to recap... To recap, take Cincinnati at Memphis. Take LSU over UGA at, that's technically at home. Take Appalachian State over University of Louisiana. And take Ohio State over Wisconsin. That's going to do it for me this week. Sorry for all the delays, some technical glitches, all kinds of things like that. Later on today, we will talk about, we'll do Sports Club. We'll do it later on tonight, probably. It's probably when I think that will air. But until then. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers. Go Owls. Come with me now. Come with me now.